The 10th of May 1940, 14-year-old Ruth Dobbshiner, known as Hansie to her family and friends, was wakened early. She drew back the bedroom curtains and at her Amsterdam home noticed that the sky was full of parachutists. German Nazi soldiers were descending literally out of the blue, and within a few days neutral Holland was conquered. Now, what was to follow in the next 5 years was bad enough for the ordinary Dutch people, but for Hansie and the other Jewish people, it was to make them victims of one of the greatest crimes in history. Before long, the Nazis enforced laws against Jews. They had to hand in belongings such as bikes and radios. Theatres, cinemas and hotels had notices on them saying forbidden to Jews. They were not allowed to go on public transport. Jewish children had to go into Jewish-only schools. And all outside clothing had to have a 5-inch red star here with the word Jew in capital letters on it. And then in February 1941, the secret police, the Gestapo, rounded up about 8,000 male Jews in Amsterdam, and Hansie's two brothers were among them. People say it's medically impossible, but Hansie insists that her mother went grey overnight, and it wasn't long before the ashes of the two boys were returned to the family. Jews were disappearing daily. It was becoming a struggle to survive, and feeling the danger, Hansie thought she would be safe in the Jewish hospital. And so she had an unnecessary operation to take out her appendix, judging that her appendix was worth 2 weeks of safety. And soon after that, she was very pleased to catch scarlet fever, because she was in bed 6 weeks, and she had a sign put over the door saying that there was infectious illness. While she had the scarlet fever, she began to think about the very strict Orthodox Jewish religion in which she was being brought up. It was so strict in its outward ceremonies. Thus, she felt, God was not part of their everyday lives. God was not a reality, in spite of their strict Orthodox Jewish faith. Later, she came to say that it was at this time she became God conscious for the first time in her life. And then on the 9th of April, 1943, by this time she's 17, the doorbell rang and German soldiers took her parents away. And for reasons which are unclear, they left Hansie alone in the house. Next day she looked through the window at a place where she worked over the street, and she saw her parents being forced into a lorry. They were to be 2 of 30,000 Jews gassed in one day at Sobibor. Her own freedom was not to last for long. She was seized and taken by an army lorry to Amsterdam station. Here a goods train waited to be filled up with prisoners about to make the journey to death. About 50 people were pushed into each cattle truck like animals. There was no seating, no sanitation. Bundled into a truck, she noticed a baby covered in spots. And in a desperate attempt to save even one family, she used her fluent German and shouted out, "Attention, attention, highly infectious family in this wagon. Hurry, hurry." And to her utmost astonishment, the soldiers opened the door. And she told them to keep their distance unless they wanted scarlet fever. At first, she was ordered to the waiting room. And then she was allowed to go back to the hospital. Here she was a nurse for a short time. But she said, how safe was she? It was as though the sword of Damocles was hanging over her head. And then, one day, everybody under 3 months who'd been in the hospital under 3 months was taken away. So yet again she found herself on Amsterdam station. On the train, Jews who were on the way to death wanted to know which ward she'd been working on in the hospital. Infectious diseases was the answer. So on the ground that they already had enough problems without infection, they urged her to get out and go onto the platform. Trembling at the reaction of the Nazi soldiers, she got out. She told a soldier who was pointing his rifle at her what had happened and asked to go back to the hospital. "Have you any transport?" she asked. Boldness was her friend. She was the only person to return to the hospital that day. Everybody else died. The matron sent Hansi out on district nursing. And while she was attending to a woman who had pneumonia, every nurse, every doctor, and every patient was cleared out to the death camps. She only survived because of a so-called accident of circumstances. She was district nursing. But how long could this game of cat and mouse continue? Without looking for it, she was given the chance to go underground. A 33-year-old Dutch Reformed pastor called Bastian Eder was using his home to shelter hunted people. He cut off her star and she changed out of the nurse's uniform. At just 18, she was the youngest person he housed and protected. D-Day had been a success, and as they waited for the Allies to come, Hansi found a Bible in Pastor Ada's house. She was keeping up her strict Orthodox Jewish religion, but gradually, as she read into a cross from the last book of the Old Testament to the first book of the New Testament, she found that she could no more think of God the Father without visualizing Jesus Christ. She was to write this: "Unconsciously, Christ had stolen his way into my life. At first, Christ's definite claims troubled her. She read words like this: 'No man comes to the Father but by me,' and 'I am the way, the truth, and the life.' But the Holy Spirit was to triumph in her heart. Orders came for Bastian Ada's arrest. Hansi now had to escape. 27 addresses she had as the Dutch resistance moved her from place to place. And there in a safe attic, she broke off her task of peeling a bucketful of potatoes and knelt down and dedicated her life to her newfound Lord, Jesus Christ. It was an overwhelming spiritual experience of repentance and saving faith. Soon after this, she was set free in a different way by American tanks. She was baptized and confirmed in the Dutch Reformed Church. The surprise to Pastor Fernie was that the new convert was a lonely Jewish girl. She went to her first communion service on the 19th of November 1944. And the very next day, Pastor Ada was shot. It seemed to Hansi that Pastor Ada had died to secure her life in this world, and that Christ had died to secure it in the next. Well, it took her years to recover from the effects of seeing her family taken to death camps. But by 1953, she was married to a Scotsman, had twin daughters, and was settled in Glasgow. Eventually, she wrote her memories in a best-selling book, which is now in 10 languages. Look out for Selected to Live. 117,000 Dutch Jews were murdered, and Hansie Dobbschijner was one of the very few to survive. No wonder that book is called Selected to Live. Yet most of all, she blesses the day God's providence made her find a Bible, read it, trust the living Christ in the house of a Dutch minister who rescued her. To her, the Bible has never been anything less than God speaking in the most profound sense. The faith she found as a teenager amidst the madness of that war and the Holocaust was the faith she kept and lived by for the rest of her life. Thank God for the scriptures.